going on, everybody? We are back. We are back for the last episode before the marathon. This week has been crazy, honestly. Because if you guys watched the new episode of Invincibles, oh my god. The story is just like really, really crazy. And honestly, everyone's so hyped about it. It's like traumatizing, violence, and it gives you more emotional damage than your midterm results. Okay, I'm sorry about that one. I know that hit home. Honestly, like, the new season had so much hype around it. I was like, whoa. I have a superhero fatigue at this point, not gonna lie. Because you watch one episode, cliffhanger. Next episode, cliffhanger. And the media just goes wild about it. Have you guys heard about the new The Boys season? I mean, a lot of people follow this one, but at the same time, there are so many theories, trailers and leaks, and even edits. I find it so hilarious that people make trailer edits. Like, everyone's locked in. And honestly, I get it. It's The Boys. And it's not just a regular superhero show. It's like, what if superheroes were in real life and they absolutely were corrupted? I mean, if you really think about it, Homelander is basically Superman if he had all the political power ever. Okay, I shouldn't probably not spoil it for the people who haven't watched the show, but it is legendary. Think about it. You take everything you grew up watching, heroes who save people, being role models, and even doing the right thing, and then you flip it. Now they're corrupt. They're selfish. And basically celebrities with zero accountability. And somehow, it's so funny that it makes it even more interesting that we like watching corrupt superheroes. And let's be real, every single time a new season of The Boys is announced, there's always that one thought in your head, yeah, this is gonna be insane, oh my god. Because this show doesn't hold back at all. It's not like one of those, oh my god, that was just a crazy scene. No. It's like, why did they even think about that? Who approved this? What? And you know what's funny? People are used to the superhero fatigue, which is honestly getting real. Where's the energy now? Because suddenly everyone's so back, everyone's watching, and everyone's tweeting about it every single day. And the episodes are not even out yet. It's gonna be April 8th. Not sponsored by The Boys. I'm just a huge fan. But we also have Invincibles. I talked about it in the start. But at the same time, this show has been crazy because Invincible starts off as a new type of superhero story. It's like bright colors, simple animation styles. Honestly, the background characters are crazy because they literally put in 3D generated AI slop. Yeah, I saw one guy like tweaking in the corner. Like, I think it was like season 1 episode 7 maybe, I'm not sure, but it was something like that. And you get to start thinking, okay, this is cool, it's chill. But then it's not chill at all. I mean, the show is emotional damage in disguise. Like, you go from something expecting the light to questioning your life choices. Because everyone in this show is quite literally a villain. I'm not even joking. It's crazy how every single hero ends up being a villain. Except for Mark, obviously, because why? Well, he is invincible. Oh my god, I wish I played the title. Ha. Dang. But then copyright would come over and quite literally sue us. And the craziest part is that people are more excited for more of that. Like, we know it's gonna hurt. We know that something bad's gonna happen. But we're sitting here like, yeah, I need the next episode immediately. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. And it's... And I think that these shows are really popping off right now because they're not just superhero stories. They are doing something completely different from everyone else. Whether it's like shock, stress, or anger, or straight up confusion at some points. Because, let's be honest, half of the time you're watching the show, you're like, yeah, this is crazy. I don't even want to look away, bro. And it's kind of wild that how fast things have changed. Because not that long ago, people were saying superhero movies are done. It's all repetitive. And guess what? It's not boring anymore. The Boys is going crazy. The Invincibles, they're literally breaking people emotionally. And on top of that, we have Spider-Man's trailer going still strong. Like, superheroes did not fall, they just evolved. And yes, I've mentioned Spider-Man like in 3 episodes now. I swear to God, Marvel is not paying me. I just love this superhero, okay? I love Spider-Man. They just got... And with The Boys and Invincible, you can see that how a universe can get darker with superheroes. You know, like, when you watch a Marvel movie, or if you watch, like, a DC movie, you'll just be expecting that, okay, Superman, he's gonna save the day. Iron Man, he's probably gonna use his tech and save something, at least, but, well, he's dead now. That's sad. Captain America's retired. I don't think there's anyone left, guys. Doomsday! Doomsday's gonna come back! It's gonna revive everything! I believe. Oh my god. I don't believe. They say that it's going to be like one of the greatest comebacks ever because RDJ is back playing Dr. Doom. But who really wants to see this guy play again? Because the guy is pushing 60-ish, I think. And he's still playing the same role. And Marvel keeps bringing him back for just nostalgia at this point. Because I don't think we know anyone who's watching any other RDJ movie. Are you? I mean, last time I saw him was Oppenheimer. And that too, he was like the main villain. He just showed up. Yeah, that's about it. Well, moving aside from that, because every superhero is not perfect anymore, we want flawed characters, we want consequences, and we want moments where you're sitting there and you're like, yo, what just happened? So The Boys and Invincible delivers that exactly and every single time. Honestly, everyone's watched Invincible season 1 by now. If you guys remember the part where Omni-Man was basically beating up his son just to be like, What will you have after 500 years of being on this planet? What will you get by saving them? You will outlive everyone you love. It gets crazy. It honestly gets crazy. And I think that we need more characters who are more, in the sense, corrupt. Superheroes that are corrupt instead of just like the everyday Boy Scout, like Superman. I mean, honestly, the guy has been going for hundreds of years and he's a symbol of hope. But now we don't really need that. We need a symbol of fear. I'm not talking about Batman. I'm talking about a real rich story with corrupt superheroes, politics, everything, because that makes it so much more fun. Have you guys noticed something too? When the new episodes drop, it's not just like you're just watching anymore. It's more like an event. You're reacting live, posting theories, argumenting in the comments, and sending clips like, yo, look at this. Look at this right now. You gotta watch it with me. It's become a whole experience. And you know when it's hitting? When it's not just content anymore. It's a moment. And I'd say that you've been feeling things were kind of stale before, right? Not anymore. Because between these shows and everything else dropping this year, we're eating good right now. Well, this week has been a really big chaos. Superheroes are back, and they're not here to inspire you. They're here to stress you out. And honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. But let's move on from superheroes now, alright? Let's move on to Harry Potter. Why? Because this series died off like years ago. And, well, it didn't really die off. It's still one of the most popular series in fiction. And now they have a TV series. Yeah, it's real and it's happening. And not many people know how to feel about it. Because on one side, you're really, really excited. And we're talking about a full reboot, a deeper storyline, and more details to the books. Hogwarts in a more modern production quality. But at the same time, it doesn't hit the same. If you guys have watched like the trailer or like the first episode, I don't know why. The characters just didn't feel the same. Imagine growing up with these movies, the Harry Potter ones, and you've watched The Goblet of Fire. You've seen Harry grow up, and you've seen him from a vulnerable little boy to someone who's literally fighting Voldemort. And it has been a story that has been really, really crazy. And now you're getting the story again, but it's stretched out properly, episode by episode. And it's kind of crazy. But then, on the other side, they're not happy. Because a lot of people miss the original cast. They're untouchable. You can't really replace that. And you just can't reboot that iconic and expect everyone to be cool about it. I mean, I've seen so many edits of people just ranting about Harry Potter just being some random kid. And that one scene where Ron asks Harry, "Are you really Harry Potter?" And then he literally just makes a hand gesture. And it's kind of weird because in the first movies, it was not really Ron asking, "Are you really Harry Potter?" It was more like Hermione literally fixing his eyes. Yes. Oh, which is kind of crazy because you just changed the story from the movies entirely and just expect us to be happy about it? I don't know about that one, Chief. But for a moment, let's really think about it. A TV series format. This might actually be perfect for Harry Potter because the movies had to cut a lot, like characters, subplots, details, all that has been gone because the movies would have been like really, really long. Like, I don't think we can sit with another Zack Snyder long Justice League kind of movie, which is like 3 hours long and we just keep going and going. Yeah, I don't think we can do that anymore, Chief. So, what if they do it right this time? What if this is one of the biggest TV shows ever? Like, we're talking about weekly episode drops, people discussing theories again, and a new generation getting into it. It could become a whole moment, a whole new moment for a new generation. Because honestly, for me, yeah, you can't change Ron, Hermione, and Harry from Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and me who totally forgot who played Ron. Guess. Do you guys remember who played him? Write in the hashtag, because I totally forgot. Anyways, if I remember, I shall tell you. Ooh, original cast. Totally not Googling it right now. Let's see. Yes, Rupert Grint. I totally knew that. And totally did not Google it. I'm a great show host. But yeah, the castings were getting really risky. Because the second people saw new Harry's face, or Snape, or Dumbledore, they were completely just comparing them. No patience, no let's see how it goes, it's just instant judgment. I mean, they quite literally made Dumbledore from a wise old man to someone who's younger. So, yeah. The internet just does not want to watch shows anymore. They judge by trailers like it's a sport. And honestly, that theme kind of seems like the whole episode of this. Like, whether it be The Boys, The Invincibles, or the new Harry Potter series, people are really invested in it. Like, properly invested. Arguing, debating, reacting, and actually caring. Because they don't want their favorite series to just end up in the dark. And if you guys think about it, something is hitting. Because it's not just content anymore, it's conversation. Alright, before we end this episode, we need to talk about football. Because right now, football is moving really, really strange. But before that, I'm gonna play some music. You know what? I'm gonna give you guys some relaxation time. Think about it. Tweet about it. You know what? Hashtag Masala Talks. Twitter. I'll be on there. Tweet about it. I'm gonna read some of your comments. All right. I shall let you guys listen to some music. Here's End of Beginning by Steve. Yes, I'm never gonna call him by his real name. Stranger Things hit too hard. Let's go. Let's go for a blast from the past. Here is Arizona Zerbs with Rocks and one of my favorite songs ever.
Bitches love the gram.
Oh, wait, shit.
Roxanne, all she wanna do is party all night. Goddamn. Dude, I love this song so much. I'm gonna let it play for a bit more. Cause one more time. We need one more time. This was a legendary song. Well, not right now, but when it was released, oh my god, the internet went wild. So I'm gonna let it play one more time. Just one more time. Then I'm gonna move on to some football news. But for now, enjoy Roxanne one more time. Okay, oh my god, I love that song. Anyways, we might as well get back to some real news about the UCL and some football drama. Why? Because we haven't been doing this for a while. I've been playing Roxanne repeatedly. Why? Because I love it. And honestly, it deserves its whole thing because it was so good. Oh my god. It was so, so good. Let's talk about football, though. First of all, Italy. Yes, Italy. At one point, it was known as the greatest football nation in the world. Like, 4 World Cups. Legacy. History. Respect. Banana. But they were, like, the best of the best, right next to Brazil, which is the country with the most World Cups in terms of dominance. And right now, they're not even in the conversation anymore. This nation's trying to catch up, and the gap is closing. But, I mean, if you think about it, they lost to Bosnia, bro. I saw a video about the players being really happy seeing that, oh, their opponents are Bosnia for the World Cup qualifiers. Guess what? 1-0, lost. And it's been 4 World Cups without this team. Because you grow up watching football and Italy was always that team. Defensive masters, big tournament energy. And you never wanted to face them. And now, it's like, it doesn't even feel the same. The aura has faded by a lot. Like, if you can't make it to the World Cup, you guys need to change players. And that manager. Oh my god. But speaking about World Cup, have you guys seen how expensive these tickets are? I mean, the World Cup final, 11K. It's not a ticket anymore. It's a life decision. You're not buying a seat. You're basically choosing to watch the final live or paying rent for the next few months. But honestly though, I think that FIFA has made this into a joke. That they've made something which used to belong to the world into just a money grabbing thing. And honestly, I don't want to say anything bad to FIFA because they do give us really, really good things. Like, they gave us the 2022 Dreamers and, like, Shakira songs. But, like, this year's FIFA song? Guys, I think we need to say sorry to a lot of people because what is this? Never felt this free before. I'm high and I'm getting higher. Okay, no, I cannot play this anymore. Oh my god, it burns my soul. It is so bad. It is so, so bad that they've made FIFA into a cowboy show. Oh my god. I cannot be playing this on radio, no. That is not happening. Everyone hates this song. And no, I'm not even giving credit to them. Because it's like a song called Lighter. It made me feel heavier after listening to it. And it is painful. With the prices of the World Cup, I'll obviously like watch it at home. I'm not paying 11K for a ticket. Like HD, snacks, no stress. Because there's no way anyone has that kind of money to sit for a 90 minutes crazy match and just be stressing the entire 90 minutes. Imagine the final is like Argentina versus France all over again. But guess what? This time, it's not even legendary anymore because you can't beat the 2022 final. It was just too crazy. Mbappe hat-trick, Messi winning the World Cup. Yeah, there's nothing beating that unless you guys like somehow or like Portugal reached the final. I'm pretty sure Aisho Speed is going to be there. He's probably going to be watching it live. And he's going to be like monkeying around the entire time. But speaking about stress, this week, oh yeah, football is becoming real. Champions League nights. Proper matchups. And we got Real Madrid and Bayern this week on Tuesday. I'm ready. This is not going to be a normal game. This is going to be history, legacy. I mean, we're talking about two giants on the pitch, and one of them is leaving us happy. I'm supporting Bayern. I'm a Madrid hater. But you know what happens when Madrid is in the Champions League? It's like late goals, late magic, and chaos. I mean, I've found it so hilarious that even after Ancelotti left, they are still doing the 90-minute plus goal supremacy. Because, don't get me wrong, this team is amazing. But at the same time, there is so much power struggle in their team that it gets confusing sometimes. That we have talents like Mbappe, Bellingham, Vinny Jr., Rodrigo, like Brahim Diaz, literally every star you could think of has played over here. Unless you're like me and you're a Barca fan and Barca is much better because Hansi Flick. 7-2. Remember 7-2. Guys, remember 7-2? Yeah. It was this year. Ha. Take that, Madrid fans. Honestly, I'm not going to be just sitting there because this match is going to be really intense pressure, and you don't care who you are, but there is energy. And one of these games where you sit down too early, your phone is silent, there are no distractions because you know there's something going to happen. And then guess what? Wednesday, the day right after, it's Atletico Madrid versus Barca, my Barca. Visca Barca, Visca Catalunya. Why? Because I am a true Barca fan. I've been a fan since Ronaldinho. And it isn't just a football match. It is war. I tell you, it is war. Because we've got Atletico Madrid with their defensive, aggressive, and fighting for every ball like it's a personal vendetta against Barcelona. And then we have Barcelona, possession movement and trying to break everything down. Two completely different styles colliding. And you know what? You already know when these games go, there's fouls everywhere. Players are arguing, last minute drama, and maybe even red cards for those extra chaos. I mean, it's not going to be a calm game. And honestly, I'd appreciate if we didn't get any red cards, Barca. Please, you got to get to the finals and we need that glory again. We need our sixth Champions League, man. And this is why we watch the game. Because everything else we talk about today was whether superheroes losing control or wizards coming back. Football is just giving us one of those moments. Unpredictable, emotional, sometimes painful, but it's worth it. So yeah, it is. Italy's legacy feels different. World Cup tickets are insane, and the Champions League, well, it's the most dramatic thing on the planet. but I'll be watching every single second of it. Stressed, but watching. Football has been the craziest for the past few months. It hasn't just been like a regular 2-2 match or a 0-1 win. Real Madrid. But as a Barca fan at least, it has been crazy. From a 1-1 stalemate to a 7-2 win. Imagine 6 goals in one match, which was absolutely crazy for me. And I am so excited for the matchups this week and whatever comes after. This is our season's last episode before the marathon on the 6th, I think. Yeah, the marathon's on the 6th. So this is the last episode of Masala Talks officially before the marathon. And I will see you guys on the marathon. And I expect many, many tweets because that thing comes in like a wave. Honestly, guys, stay spicy. Keep looking. Because these movie trailers, these episodes, these movies, these football talks, they are just going crazy. And I'll be here for every single second of it. This is Assam signing off. Possibly for one last time. Well, not really one last time. But signing off. Ending Masala Talks for this semester. Bye-bye. And take care. You know what? No. Unless, in case I don't see ya. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And cut.